Okay. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. We'll start with V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. I'll just preface these pieces. These are some of my favorite pieces in Memorim on the Siddur HaTfilah, some of the pieces that I actually remember the most from the first time that I learned the Sefer. They made a particular impression on me, a number of pieces here. So let's get into it. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is medayik ve'ahoiv loy nemar el v'hafta. The language used is v'hafta Hashem Elokecha. It's not ve'ahoiv. Ve'ahoiv would be the typical way it should be written, and love Hashem your God, not and you shall love. It's a command, you know. Tzaves Yeshua. It's not, but you know, okay. Sometimes we do see v'ata tetzave, but. Well, the typical lashon should be ve'ahoiv, and we're going to see what the significance of ve'ahavta is. Why? How it's different? How is that a different mashmaut, a different meaning than the word ve'ahoiv? I'll leave that for a little bit further on when Rabbi Yaakov Moshe specifies it. V'ra'ui la'amad al tamen shel davar zeh. It's appropriate for us to try to understand the reason for this change of language. Ha'ava b'chinot shanot yesh ba. Love has different aspects to it. There are different types of love. Yesh shematarat ahava leman hoev atzmohi. There are some cases where the purpose of the love, the goal of the love, is for the one loving, for the person himself. Okay? The person loves someone else because he wants to gain something from that relationship, from that love. Vizu ahava psula, and this is the invalid love. Shechen kol magamata einena ha'ava atzma, because the whole goal of that love is not for the love itself. Ela matara acheret otar rotim la'asig be'ezut ahava zu. There's a different goal over here, a different aim over here that they are trying to receive through this love. So the love is just a medium for personal gains. That's an invalid love. That's an ahava psula. Yesh ahava adina yotel. There's a love which is more, you know, more subtle, meaning a better level, a more pure level. Kshadam ohev kedei liot nehav, where the person loves someone else in order to be loved. Right? If I love someone else, so that person will return the love, and I want to be loved. Kan en matara acheret michutz lanosei ahava. Over here, there is no other aim outside of the subject of love. But even still, it's not a complete love. Because there's still in this love a request for reward. Right? He's trying to get something out of this love. So that's not pure love. That's not true love. True love is complete giving to the other. It's complete. It's selfless. True love is selfless. It's a famous Michtav Melio, right? That says that the word Ava has at its shoresh the word Hav, which means to give, and that's the whole essence in his Mamorim on Chesed, Midas HaChesed. It's the character, the true character of love, is wanting to give to the other. It's not wanting to receive from the other. So if the person is just loving in order to be loved, it's still okay. It's much. It's better. At least it's all love oriented. It's within the realm of the subject of love, but it's not so great because he's still trying to get something in return. Yesh ahava she'en bo kol bakasha tmua. There is a love that has in it with it no request of reward. Shehi bebchinat ubevoya lefnei amelch lo biksha davar. It's in the aspect of the pasuk he uses, the pasuk in Megillas Esther, right? That when she came before the Melech, when Esther came before the Melech, she didn't request anything. That's the pure love. That you come without an intention, without an ulterior motive to gain something. Sheloke rotze liot nehav. Not like someone wanting to be loved. Shenitzrach lechak sheohev yimalei kol meshalotav. That for that, it would be necessary that the lover fills all his requests, in order that it should be more revealed that he is loved, right? That's not the, this is a much purer, real, the true love is the love of lebiksha davar. There's no personal interests or personal gains involved, including to be loved. No, it's just pure love, loving the other. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Yesoid avodas hakodesh ilios ohev Hashem. The foundation of the holy avodah, the avodah in ruchnius, is to love Hashem, is to be a lover of Hashem. Lios ohev Hashem. That is the yesoid of the avodas hakodesh. Avas Hashem etzel Yisrael navas me'avas Hashem Yisrael. The love of Hashem, meaning we, us, loving Hashem, by Klal Yisrael, flows from the love that Hashem has to the Jewish people. Lechach, therefore, keshem she'avos l'Yisrael meshulelet kol matara acheret zulat ahavat olam ve'ava rabba. Therefore, the same way the love to the Jewish people, Hashem's love to the Jewish people, doesn't have any other goal, any other aim, except for this avas olam ve'ava rabba, right, an everlasting and an almighty love. Kach adurim Yisrael ba'avas Hashem lo kol matara acheret. So too, the Jewish people are permeated with the love of Hashem that has no other aim involved. Our love mirrors, okay? It's like extends, it mirrors from the mirrors the Ava of Hashem Yisbaruch to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he doesn't gain anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. His love of us is pure, just a pure giving, pure love. So too, our Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu works the same way. There's this natural love that we have for Hashem that has no other aim, no other goal involved. We just simply love Him. Avas oylem ve'avaravo. Zoyad goshas ve'havta. That is the emphasis of the word ve'havta. Ve'havta means heye atah ohev. You should be a loving person. You should be a lover. You should be a loving person. It's not just love. It's not just a command to love. You should be a loving person, meaning a person through and through filled with love. Leimor, meaning she'te'avoscha mushlemet lelo kol magama acheret, that your love should be complete without any other aim. Afilu lo kedei lios nev, even not even in order to be loved. You should be beyond that. You shouldn't love Hashem in order to be loved by Hashem. You should be loving Hashem with that pure love of no return. Ahava kazu teshabed otcha litpatel v'lakalel b'oyev Hashem v'lakalel b'oyev Hashem. Such a love will subjugate you to become nullified and included in the lover in Hashem. Okay, you, because there's nothing of you. You're mevatel yourself completely to the one you love. So if you love Hashem with that pure love, you are be'etzem including yourself in Hashem. You are completely giving yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody loves someone with a pure love, nothing, no gains involved, they're completely giving to that person. Which means they're like nullifying themselves to that person. They're just like completely, you know, like whatever you want, I'm just there for you. It's your interests that I have in mind, that I have in my heart, not mine. And then v'tiavoscha b'chol levovcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha. That's how your love will be with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your money, with all your means. V'hayu advar me'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. And then these words that I command you today will be on your heart. Through this that you'll in Oyev Hashem, the words of Torah will become based and set in your heart. So he's reading into the pasuk, "V'haftas Hashem lekecha," not just that you should love Hashem with all your heart. It's how are you going to love Hashem with all your heart? By being an Oyev, without looking out for yourself, without trying to think about, without looking at what you can gain from this relationship, where you're going to completely give yourself over to loving Hashem. then that love will automatically make, that love will automatically be a b'chol levav v'chol nafsho. That's really, it's definitional. Right? That is the way to be an oyhev. Tia ata oyhev means b'chol levav v'chol nafsho v'chol ma'idecha. That's the definition of it. Otherwise, it's just love, which could be also chas v'shalom an ahava psula, or an ahava not so great that you're trying to be nav. No, you should be an oyehev, which means b'chol levav v'chol nafsho v'chol ma'idecha, and then memela, v'yad v'meela, shanechi mitzavcha liyom alavecha, the Torah is going to be easy for you. The Torah is going to be very, like, set in you, because you, that's what you are here for. You are here to love Hashem, which means to give to Hashem everything He wants. What does He want from us? He said He wants his mitzvahs. He gave us Torah to tell us this is what He wants. The Torah is what He wants from us. So then it's going to be easy for you. That's all that's going to fill your heart, because you are completely wrapped up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's one piece. The next piece is a different point. A very, very, I think a very, very, very important point. I would have said, you know, it's worth doing a shir just on this piece, just to emphasize the piece. Okay? Kol koiches ha-teva sheba'olam. All the powers of nature in the world, tzomchim uba'im al yidei oisiyas ha-teira, they sprout forth and they come through the letters of the Torah. This is something which is, almost sounds simple in a certain sense, but we don't think about, right? All the laws of nature were set through the oisiyas of Torah. Now we'll see why this is something we don't necessarily think about from the following sentence. Ha'ahava ba'olam, where does love come from in the world? The emotion of love. Where does it come from? Yesoida, its foundation is me mitzvah v'avtas Hashem lekecha. It's from the mitzvah that Hashem gave, set in the Torah. You should love Hashem, your God. That tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the emotion of love. Tzivui ze bara et rikshei ha'ava ba'olam. That commandment, this commandment created the feelings of love in the world. V'chein kol teva v'teva. It's unbelievable. I mean, the love, avas ishle ishle, avas ishle ha'irov. You know, the love a person has to the parents, love the person has to the wife, love the person has to his kids, to the friends, whatever it is. That emotion of love came, is rooted in v'haftas Hashem lekecha. V'chein kol teva v'teva. So too is true of every single nature. We think we have like psychological needs, psychological emotions, or whatever it is. These things are all rooted in some place in the Torah, and in this case, in the mitzvah of after Hashem lekecha.
Hey, so it's not like the Torah now needs to figure out how we can be compatible
exactly.
With psychology.
Exactly, right. It's not the Torah is trying to fit into our psyche. It's the Torah creates human psyche. Exactly. Heyois shekol davar talui bebchira yuchlu lishtamesh betevazel ledvarim acherim zulasit tzivui haTorah. Being that everything is dependent on our free choice, so memela, people are able to use this nature for other things that are outside of the commandment of the Torah or other than the command of the Torah. So now you can use your love for whatever you choose. But the emotions exist because of after Hashem lekecha. Kol ois v'oisra v'torah yotzeret hativiyut ba'olam. Every single letter in the Torah creates the nature of the world, the natures that are in the world. Umipneze ein lakshot. And for this reason, you can't ask madu enitzavino lavas Hashem. Why were we commanded on the mitzvah to love Hashem? Why were we commanded to love Hashem? Miachas haseicha mechayevken. Since the intellect obligates us to love Hashem because He created us and He gives us food, so that is something which we should understand intellectually. It should be obvious to us, and things that are obvious, the Torah doesn't need to say, like the Gemara says a number of times, right? Kra lamali svaru. Why do I need a pasuk for this? It's a simple svara, right? It's a logical, intellectual point which we understand without the Torah. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that you can't ask over here, why did Hashem command us to love Hashem? If we don't need an obligation for that in a pasuk, that should be automatic. The seichel is mechayiv there. And similarly, you could ask the same type of question by other mitzvahs shebein adam lechaveiro. What Hashem command us to steal? It should be obvious. The seichel is mechayvit, not to kill. What do you mean to kill? I don't need to believe in the Torah lechayra to know that I shouldn't be killing, right? People that are atheists, they also understand morally, right, that you can't kill a person. Says Rabbi Yaakov Meshach, all these aren't questions. Sha'ad Rabbo, to the contrary, kol mine animusim shaseichel mechayvam, all the different types of cultural, you know, morals, okay, all the morals that the Sefer is obligates them, ba'im mitzad shemohus tiva metzuya b'yetzira, they come from the fact that the essence of their nature was put into the creation, v'ze atzmo noitzorek al yitzivui ha-Torah, and that itself was created through the commandments of the Torah. Ba'ifin, in such a way, she'im anu ponim ledaber, she'inenu mevinim zor zulas ha-Torah, if we're going to turn to speak about these topics as if we understand this without the Torah, it's as if we would be saying that we love without the nature of love, something which obviously doesn't make sense. So if you try to disconnect where the nature of love comes from, you've totally, completely missed the boat. The science of love is Avas Hashem. You know, the atomic or subatomic nature of love is the love of Hashem. Now, you can apply that love to other areas. Now, there, not only can you apply the Peleoids, for example, on love, has a whole thing on loving parents and loving children. It's a mitzvah also to love the people that you're supposed to love, right? It's all an extension, right? It all begins with V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, kol mi shemosif la'totos nu lishma tzivuy ha-Torah, whoever adds to lean his ear, right? He's looking out. He's always listening out to hear the commandments of the Torah. Mitkarev yoter el ofi ha-teva b'shorsho. He comes closer to the character of the nature at its root. Right? The more you are trying to tune in, that's the best word, right? Tune in to hear the Tzivui HaTorah, is the more you tap into the nature at its shorish. Le'oiv es Hashem, to love Hashem, ve'lirah mipanav, and to be in awe of Him, ve'lishtamesh b'chol chelkei, or to fear Him, ve'lishtamesh b'chol chelkei ha-teva b'gidrim amiti v'shorishi, and then to use all the natures, all the parts of nature in their true and rootful classification or get there, right? When you are tapped into the Torah, when you are listening to the Torah, and you're tuned into the Torah, so then you are also becoming more tapped in to the pure nature as it's supposed to be, okay? To the pure nature as it's supposed to be. So the pure nature of love, the truest love, is the Avas Hashem, which creates love in the world. And now you will love others as well. It's a very beautiful thing. The more that you're going to be Oyev es Hashem by being tuned into Torah, the more you're going to love the people around you that you are supposed to be loving in a fuller, more pure and true way. Because you are much more tapped into that part of your nature. It's a fascinating idea. Same thing with fears, and same thing with, you know, they won't become misapplied and misused. A new style of therapy. Okay.
And even philosophical ramifications of this piece are enormous.
Yeah.
Because normally there's this categorization between chukim and mishpatim, things which make sense from a societal view, from a moral view. The Rambam speaks about, right, things which we assume as natural, things which not, or Hirsch.
Right.
Anyone who's Magdim Mitzvahs makes this distinction.
Right.
And now we're saying, no, because even something which is natural and makes sense only makes sense stage two,
exactly,
after the Torah set it up.
Right.
It's really everything.
Right. Which is kind of mavur in other places. It is mavur in other places in different fashions. That even the mitzvahs that the seichel is b'chayiv, there is a level of choik that we don't understand. We never get to the bottom of the mitzvahs, right? All the tamei mitzvahs are just, I always say, are te'imos of the mitzvah. They're tastes of the mitzvah, but you never get the full spectrum of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, because it's endless. It stems from His infinity, His Ein Sofiut. So, yeah, the whole Torah ultimately, yeah, is so. Yeah, so the what they are doing is right. Rav Hirsch does, and Bichlal, even the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Nevuchim, and others, they're starting from the position that human beings normally relate to the Torah in such a way that there's a me with all my issues, right, with all my composition. And then there's a world with all its building and all it, you know, all its nature laws of nature. And then there's a Torah, and the Torah tells me how to navigate this world. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is telling us, of course, which is Kabbalistically obvious actually, is that no, it's not just navigate the world. It's this Torah made all these laws of nature. Whether it's the human nature, whether it's the nature of the world itself, the Torah's commandments and the Torah's letters created all these things. It's not just something which is going to help you with what you have. You can't separate the Torah from the person, the Torah from the world. That's exactly what the famous Zohar says, that, right? Because Baruch Hu was mistakel ba'iraisa u'bara almin. He looked into the Torah and created the world, meaning that the Torah creates, he used the Torah to create the world. That was the way he created the world. So that's a whole different thing. And if people would really learn that and really let that, you know, seep in, their approach to the Torah and to the, and you know, their approach would become a very different approach. Instead of understanding the Torah in a heavy way, like, ugh, this is not fair, there's, you know, all these different kashas and what, I feel like this, and then, you know, if we would appreciate that low, it's all a facade. There's something called Yetzer Hara and we end up identifying with the Yetzer Hara so often, and therefore we don't know what's good for us. We are blinded by that Yetzer Hara. If you just put your trust in Hashem, who created you, gave you your human nature, and gave you your Yetzer Hara, if you would trust Him, and then live by the Torah, and look out for the Torah and everything that's said in the Torah, that's what you want, then there's no, you're not going to have difficulties within it, because the facade will be lifted. It all comes down to really, ultimately, it's like at the base of everything, it's just the emunah shleima that we have to have in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that what He wants for us is really the best. There's no way to double think things. If we had that purity, the more we could get that purity, then the less difficult things are. The less difficult things are. It's funny. We'll end off with a cute story that just happened to me on the. It's a sad story, but I think it taps in a little bit to this. The guy that sat next to me on the plane back to Israel. So, he was a Sephardi guy who was like kind of traditional. Like, I asked him if he keeps Shabbos. He said, "Yeah, but you know, not fully. Like, he'll turn on lights on Shabbos, so he still considers that keeping Shabbos, which is not fully, you know. I guess it's Shabbos Sudas and whatever." He came on the plane with his talis and tefillin, puts on talis and tefillin every day, and I think davens, whatever. Like, he tries to eat kosher most of the time as much as he can. He's not fully, but you know. So this is what he's telling. Okay, fine. He sends his kid to a Jewish school, although I don't think it's not a religious school, but they have a rabbi. I think it might be conservative. But anyway, so it's important to him, you know, his kids should be in a private Jewish school. All right. At some point, I tell him that I knew somebody. I had worked with somebody who was actually a Puerto Rican guy who had his father, he told me, was a religious Jew. I said, "What do you mean religious? He's an Orthodox. Your mother is also?" "No, she's not Jewish." So what do you mean your father's Jew? Right? He says, yeah, he puts on the straps every day, you know, the black straps, and we have on Pesach just matzah, and we have a seder. Like, he's going through the whole thing. I'm like blown away. This guy's like completely like, looks Puerto Rican. His name, you know, like, I'm like, anyway. So as I'm telling this guy next to me this story, right, he gets like upset. He says, ah, it's all a lie. It means nothing. If he's married to a non-Jew, it means nothing at all. It's all a bunch of bogus. And I'm like, I was like really taken by that reaction. Like, he was like so disturbed. He's like, it's all a fake. If you're married, how can you put a tefillin and all this stuff is nonsense if you're married to a non-Jew? So I said to him, I would like to ask you something. I'm just curious because I it's so interesting to me that you like react like that. And I said, like, you know, male me, I keep everything, or I try to keep everything. I certainly want to keep everything, and I can understand I could have that reaction. But you said you turn lights on Shabbos, like you don't keep everything. You're like, I'm just curious, like, how do you decide where that border is, where it's like, this is like marrying out is completely, that's already a contradiction to everything. And like, he looks at me like sheepishly smiles. He says, I hear what you're saying. Like, such, you know, like, never thought of it. Okay, it's a good thing in a certain sense that a person should have, you know, some like a fire in there about Jewish identity. You know, there's what, but it was like a lot of our own things and our own difficulties. You know, Chazal tell us Shabbos, on Shabbos nobody lies, because the kedusha of Shabbos, like, I can't lie on Shabbos. Yeah, so you should ask, you like, we have to ask ourselves, like, why during the week can you lie? There's a God during the week also who said Midvar Sheka Tirchak. But there's a certain clarity that a person has on Shabbos. A certain, it's the day of Raza de Memnusa, the day of Emunah. When we tap into Emunah Shlema, we're different people. If we could tap into Emunah Shlema, where we don't start making, you know, we don't start grading things, we don't start deciding what yes, what not, and we don't start doubting, really, do I really have to? If we just have that Emunah Shlema, we can really live on a whole different level, on such a simpler level, which is so much less simple, you know, so much greater. All right, we'll stop here. As Hashem, we should be zeicha to love Hashem and love everyone that we're supposed to love. Ava Zaka, Ava Oilam, Ava Rab. Okay, a good vach.